You know, I often speak about how women must do habits differently, and one of the biggest reasons why is simply biology. In other words, hormones. Our hormones are a real factor to how we feel physically, mentally, and emotionally, and they constantly change day to day and year to year as we age. My friends warned me that the hormone roller coaster gets harder as we get older, and they were right. From worse PMS to more aggravating period symptoms to all the things that come with perimenopause and menopause. If you're wanting help with that hormone roller coaster, I want you to check out today's sponsor, Happy Mammoth, and their supplement, Hormone Harmony, a bottle of which is sold every 24 seconds with over 17,000 reviews. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible perimenopause and menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, and so much more. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of those things. If you want to feel more like yourself, make sure you go to Happy Mammoth and find Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PROGRESS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PROGRESS for 15% off today. Are you ready for a growth spurt? Well, I've got one for you today. 1 to 2 times a month, I'll give you a short message that I am calling a growth spurt that will help you narrow in on our focus of the month in ways that are bite-sized and super applicable right away. So let's jump on in. It has been such a wonderful month to talk about belonging to yourself and living from a place of being wholehearted. One of the things that helps me feel whole, to feel like myself, is to read. I just want to start this growth spurt by saying, if you are not currently a reader, maybe you are feeling a lot of guilt about that right now. And that is not how I want you to feel, especially after you listen to this growth spurt. If this is something that you want more of in your life right now, if this is a season where you're ready to lean back into reading or to pick it up for maybe the first time in a long time, well then, I'm going to give you 3 tips on how to become a bookworm again, or for the first time. Growing up, I was always a big reader. Honestly, this is one of the strongest memories of my childhood, is how there's this common thread between my memories with reading. I remember reading in the trees. I remember reading in my bedroom a lot. One of my favorite memories is like bringing up a piece of banana bread with cheese on it. That's how we did it in my family. Or an orange to peel, just like I saw Joe do on Little Women, and read my books by the light of a lamplight. I can connect many of my memories to the books that I was reading at the time. So I've always been a major bookworm. And as an English major and then an English teacher and all those things, that was even more interwoven in my life as an adult. With my first kid, I found that I actually had plenty of time to read, when she was napping or while we were on our walks and I was listening on my little iPod, listening to audiobooks, and I read The Hunger Games and the Twilight series, and I read the whole Bible. Like, I read all these things while she was napping, and it was such a great way for me to feel good and fulfilled. But then my second came and the reading started to drop off. And by the time my third came around, I was no longer reading 6 books at a time like I was before. I wasn't even reading 2 books at a time. I was reading basically nothing. And this went on for years. I was definitely in a survival mode. About, 5 years ago, when I started my first Do Something plan, I had a goal, well, not a goal, but one of the items on my Do Something list was to read 20 books. I don't even remember if I read that many books that year. But what I do know is that year after year, as I have slowly worked on becoming a reader again, I am now up to my goal this year on my Do Something list is to read 80 books this year. Last year, I read over 70, and it wasn't even on purpose. It just became a part of my life again. And again, don't feel guilt about this. You don't have to read a ton of books to be a reader. You can be a reader if you're reading one book every 6 months, and that can still quantify you as a reader. But if you want to be a bookworm in a more normal way, an integral way in your life, again, I have some tips to help you do that. Before I launch into those, I want to tell you that my primary way of reading, in quotes, is to listen to books. So I want you to just keep that in mind, because that is an option for you. You can listen to books, and that is actually the primary way I do it myself. And again, I want to remind you that this is a slow path. You don't have to go right to reading a book a month, let alone a book a week. This is just about leaning back into feeling whole and reading again, if that's what helps you feel whole. My first tip for you is to start with what you want to read. BJ Fogg is the founder of Tiny Habits, and he says over and over again that people change best when they feel good, not when they feel bad. I remember one of the times I was trying to get back into reading again some more while I was expecting my third child. I had Les Miserables on my nightstand, and I made it about 200 pages into that, like, over 600-700 page book, because it was the unabridged version. I don't know. I think I accidentally got that one off on Amazon. That used to haunt me. Every time I got in bed, I would see this huge book next to me. And even though I quote unquote wanted to read it, meaning I wanted to at some point in my life, it made me feel guilty every time I saw it, because it reminded me of my inadequacies and that I wasn't reading it and I wasn't reading in general. So when you are inching your way back into reading and you're ready to do the small wins that build over time with reading again, start with what you really want to read. It doesn't have to be War and Peace on your nightstand. It can be something that you truly enjoy reading or really, really are excited to read about. We don't have to have highbrow standards here in order to get back into reading. Start with what you want to read. My second tip for you is to make it a habit. If we're going to go back to BJ Fogg, author of Tiny Habits, and I've also been certified in his Tiny Habits program, then you want to think about some things that you do already that are already a habit in your life that you do most days. And you might be listening to this and think that, Monica, I don't have any habits. Like, I am the worst at habits. My life is totally chaotic right now. It's COVID. Life is unpredictable. I am just in survival mode. I totally hear you. But listen, you do have habits already. Think of some basic things that you always do each day. Do you get dressed and get ready for the day, like showering? Do you clean? Do you wash the dishes? Do you drive around a lot? Do you go and exercise outside each day or inside? Do you do yoga? Whatever it is, there are things that you do already that you don't even realize are habits. And what we're going to do is use those habits as an anchor to attach this new habit of reading to. So an anchoring habit, again, is something that you already do. You don't have to create a new habit to do this thing. It's already there. And then you attach this new habit to. And when you are starting with reading, you can either do it by listening or having a literal book. I know when my husband was on BART a lot, that's the public transit system in the San Francisco Bay Area, he was on there a ton, and that became his reading time. I know for me as a teacher, when I was eating lunch, that was my reading time with a literal book. Now, mostly as a stay-at-home busy mom, I am primarily listening to books while I am doing other things like going on my walks or washing the dishes or doing the laundry, just general chores around the house. So that's why listening is a big one for me. But regardless of what you do, make it a habit by attaching reading in whatever form you do it through, attach it to something that you already do, a habit that already exists. And then the next part of this is to make it small. It doesn't matter if you're only listening a few minutes at a time or you're only reading one page at a time. I know that might seem so dumb because you want to read a whole book, but I promise you that's how you read a whole book, is taking advantage of the small bits of time to listen or to read a page or two. The third and final tip I have for you is to lower the hurdle. I am speaking to the logistical ways of lowering the hurdle. Make it easier to read. If you are familiar with James Clear's Atomic Habits, which I love, I would love to have him on the show. One of his big tips to installing habits in your life is to make it easy. There are a few ways that I do this. I told you about how I listen. Let me tell you how I do that logistically. On my phone, I have an app called Libby. It is free. It's Libby. It connects to your free public library. You do need a library card, and that's easy to get the library as well, but you just input your library's information and you get access to so many, many books for free. And just like the library, you might have to put some on hold and wait for a while, but I have found it the best resource for me to make reading, in quotes, because I'm listening, so much easier. And another side perk to this is if you have multiple library cards, because we just moved, you can input a few of them. And that means you are allowed even more books to check out and even more books you are able to put in the hold slots. You can also use Libby to check out digital books. And that brings me to my next logistical way of lowering the hurdle is to get a Kindle. And I know that that's not a free option like Libby is, but the Kindles are awesome. I've had really nice versions like the Fire tablets, but you know, my favorite is the Paperwhite. It's way more affordable. It doesn't blare the blue light in your eyes. You can read it while someone next to you is sleeping, like I usually do. And it's so lightweight and you can take it with you everywhere. So if this is something you can put on your birthday list or just say, you know what, this is worth my sanity and helping me get whole again, I'd highly consider investing in a Kindle Paperwhite. So we've got Libby. We've got both for listening and for digital books. We've got the Kindle Paperwhite, and you can also actually read books on your phone too with Libby, but and Kindle as well. But to me, that's a little bit harder on the eyes. On top of that, if you are an Amazon subscriber, what's it called? I've forgotten the word and I'm not even going to look it up right now. If you subscribe to getting Amazon free shipping and whatever that is, the 2-day shipping, you also have access to their Kindle library. And they get a lot of affordable deals that way. They usually have lightning deals on books. And I don't use that option too much, but they do have a free library as well for you to check out books on their Kindle library. You're allotted, I think, 1 to 2 books a month that you can check out on the Kindle library and get it sent to your Kindle as well. Okay, so we've got Libby, we've got Kindle Paperwhite, we've got the Kindle library. Of course, you've got your literal library, but that might be a big trip for a lot of people if you're not used to doing that. But we're usually there with my kids a lot. But I actually usually don't check out books for myself because I'm already checking it out on Libby. So use that if that's helpful for you. And another thing I would suggest is just having a book to make it easier. If you have a tangible book, if you don't have a Kindle, if you're not doing Libby, whatever it is, if you prefer a literal book, make it easier by having it in the place where you will be able to reach for it as easily as you would your phone. Within reach. Is that going to be on your pillow at night so you remember to read? Is it going to be in the car so if you are waiting for something, you can read? Is it going to be in your purse? So if you're running around or doing appointments, again, instead of reaching for your phone, you're reaching for your book, then that's a nice way to make it easier. So again, my third tip is to just lower the hurdle for yourself logistically. Make it easier to read. And you can use some of my tips. And if you have your own, I would love to hear them soon. Let's review those three tips again. Start with what you want to read, make it a habit, and lower the hurdle. Again, I want to remind you, the underlying foundation to everything we do at About Progress is that small wins build over time. And reading is no different. Becoming a reader again will take time. It's taken me 5 years to really get back into this. But I'm going to tell you something awesome. Even if you only read one book when you wanted to read 10, like the past few months, still let that be a thing to celebrate for yourself. To say to yourself, that's like me. This is from Lanny Basham, who was an incredible Olympic coach and Olympic athlete himself. That's like me. I did it. I'm a reader. Reaffirm your identity as a reader And the more you feel good about that, and the more often you try, those small wins are going to build over time, and you're going to continue to feed into this identity of being a reader again until, guess what? Like, you really are, and you're living it out in your day-to-day life. I know one of the things that gets us on the sidelines and keeps us there is not having a clear path. So if you are trying to figure out what to read next and where to start, and you think that maybe we would share similar tastes, I have some resources for you. Go to aboutprogress.com/reading. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G. And there we're going to just continually update some of the things I have read lately. So I have a list of 25 books and like a book of poetry that I've really loved. I have some of my favorite self-help books in a list for you. And I have some of my favorite memoirs in a list for you as well. So again, you can find that at aboutprogress.com/reading. And with time, I'm hoping to like once a month share my favorite book of the month and do a whole post on that. And you will always find it on that same tab, aboutprogress.com/reading. Before I let you go, if you are feeling a little bit, I don't know if I can do this, just think about what is the number one thing that is getting in your way right now. If it's lack of time, I get you, I hear you. That's why we don't have to read around the clock. But I'm still going to ask you, if you were to look on your phone to see how much time you spent on your phone this past week, maybe you would see, oh, I actually do have a little bit more time than I thought I did. And not that social media is evil, because it's not, and not that you shouldn't be on there. I don't think that's the end all be all either. But maybe we can just divert a little time away from connecting to people on social media and connecting back to ourselves through reading. Is it energy? Maybe you're just so tired that you really can't right now. It's just putting you to sleep. Then focus on that, girl. Like, get some sleep. And I have a free sleep makeover, by the way, that I did with a sleep therapist. You can get that at aboutprogress.com/free. And you can see some resources we have for there. Sign up for the sleep makeover. Is it because you don't know what you're interested in anymore? Start to ask around. Ask friends that are like you and have similar interests, what they've been reading lately, what they've loved, and try one of their things out. And the final kind of thing I thought of that could be getting in your way is your phone use. That came up a bunch. And again, this isn't to make you feel guilty, but I think that is honestly my biggest driver. I feel the best when I'm on my phone the least amount of during a day. And I feel even more like myself when I've been reading too. So if it's phone use, again, we're not doing all or nothing. We're just going to gently steer some time away from the phone into really belonging to yourself through reading. And I do have a 5-day free social media challenge for you as well. And it's on that same link I just mentioned, aboutprogress.com/free. And you can sign up for that. I sure hope this was helpful. And I just want to give you a little cheer and you can do this. And a little, I guess, how do we say this all the time, right? I'm going to give you a little hug and kick in the pants, because you can do this if you want to. You can become a reader again. And I hope that you can take these 3 tips and work your way back to being a bookworm. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, life is about progress, not perfection.